Hi, I apologize. I called into the panel and I couldn't hear anything, whatever was going on. I don't know. So I'm connected now. And so today I want to remind everybody that if you're in the Phoenix area, the March Against Monsanto is coming up. That's on Saturday in Tempe. It's at the Tempe Farmers Market. And it starts at 7 a.m. It goes all day. The weather's supposed to be nice. Well, for Phoenix, it'll range from 64 degrees to 97 degrees. Bring your hats, bring your water bottles and things like that. And there's pages on Facebook, actually. It looks like there's several that can give you a bunch of information. You can get the map to get there. And it's recommended that you get there early because the parking is limited. So if you can carpool, by all means, do that. And so, obviously, some of the things we'll be talking about today are GMOs. And we'll have a guest come on in a few minutes. And he's knows some more information about it, too. So anyway, there's some GMO articles in the news. The Bayer Chemical Company out of Germany is making a bid to purchase Monsanto. So if that goes through, then it consolidates the whole GMO industry into even smaller and smaller hierarchy at the top, and fewer people in control of more of the food market, and that doesn't bode well for customers, and just eliminating all competition between GMO companies, and it's not a pretty sight. So anyway. That article you can find on my own website, which is madscientist.exposed. I link over to the article on Bear. So anyway, if you give me a moment here, I'll connect with our guest, and that'll just take a moment here.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Want to spread awareness to your neighbors, family, and friends about what is going on in our country today? It may be things you already know, like the large number of FEMA camps spread around this country to lock up citizens like you and me.
Hi, can you hear
what
me?
What legislators are doing to strip states and people
Ray?
Of their sovereign rights. Or legislation giving states the power to force vaccinate under a declared state of emergency. Do your neighbors understand what is going on? William Lewis Films offers the perfect tools to inform our population about this government's tyrannical shift from a constitutional republic to a despotic democracy. Films like 911 Ripple Effect, Beyond Treason, One Nation Under Siege, Washington You're Fired, Camp FEMA, Enemy of the State, Don't Tread on Me, Blood of Patriots, The Ron Paul Uprising, even 911 in Plain Sight, William's first production, are all available at williamlewisfilms.com. Get your DVDs today at williamlewisfilms.com. Educate against the police state.
You're on.
Hi, we have a caller calling right now, and not our guest host yet, but I think I recognize this number. Is this Ed?
Hi. Yes.
Hi.
I didn't even press one. I don't know how I got on here.
Oh.
I was just listening on the phone. But I'm very glad to be on because I think that you said that one of the things you're going to talk about today was the Monsanto March.
Yeah, that's Tempe. Yes. I mentioned that
I know
at
that's
the
not
start.
I know that's not your main focus today, though. That's not. Would you rather do the other thing first?
I'm having trouble connecting with my guest.
I
dial him. I see his number there, and then I don't hear him. And so now he's dropped off, and I need to call him again.
Oh dear. Okay.
Well, I did have some technical difficulties. Oh, yeah?
I did have something to contribute. I really have something to contribute about Monsanto.
Oh.
And
yes.
There's a website I was just looking at. Let me see if I can bring it up here. Monsanto's Dirty Dozen, the 12 most awful products made by Monsanto. It's a website. I think if you look at Monsanto, if you just Google Monsanto's Dirty Dozen, it'll come up, right? But, for example, it has a list, if you don't mind. One is saccharin. We don't think of saccharin as being bad, but as an artificial sweetener, you know, it's very popular, of course, but it has various carcinogens actually in it. So anyway, it's in drinks, candies, cookies, medicine, gum, fruit spreads, toothpaste, and more. Then there's PCBs. You remember PCBs? I remember that those were sometimes chemicals that were in those switch boxes or whatever on phone poles, you know, and every once in a while those would explode and there would be PCBs all over the place, and those cause cancer. Then the third one is polystyrene, which is a type of plastic. It's non-biodegradable. It's responsible for the most total hazard in waste.
So this is chemical. These are chemicals?
Yes.
They're not necessarily GMO?
No,
is
not GMO, but I'm just saying I'm saying that this is all kinds of things that they are doing. And the one that I wanted most to talk about was number 5 on their list of dirty dozen things that Monsanto puts out is DDT, which is a pesticide.
Now I can
it
hear
was
something.
We got three people on.
Yeah, so Greg, this is Ed. Ed, this is Greg. And he's active in this movement too. But we're also going
to
talk about
the
team.
I just want to say a little anecdote about DDT and my personal life and the life of my family.
Okay.
It was used originally to combat malaria transmitting mosquitoes, and Monsanto just happened to be one of the first manufacturers to decide could also be used, you know, in agriculture. When I was a little boy in Santa Clara, California, I lived in a big orchard. There's a couple hundred acres of prunes and apricots and some other trees, walnuts and whatnot. And from about I was born in 1948. So from about the time that I was about 9 or 10 years old, for 2 or 3 years anyway, they would spray the orchard twice a year with this awful chemical, DDT. And then the last couple of years, they would do it from an airplane, you know, from one of those old biplanes.
Man.
Would go over and drop that stuff down on it.
The progenitor
my dad,
chemtrails, right?
My dad told me to stay inside, don't go outside. They're going to spray the place with DDT today, you know. And the first thing that I just hated was that I, you know, as a child, I loved the butterflies and the insects. And at night, I'd go out, there'd be the porch light, and there'd be moths. There'd be gypsy moths and all kinds of golden wing, lace wings, and all kinds of different things. Well, the day after they sprayed it with DDT, all that life was gone, and I would not even hear a bird sing, not one bird sing.
Yeah.
You know, and this lasted for weeks or months. And but the saddest thing, I guess, is that I visited the headquarters in the orchard there, and my dad, he said, hey, okay, stand back because they're mixing up the DDT, you know, and a couple of the guys would be mixing it. The foreman of the orchard actually was mixing it with this big, long pole or something. So, okay, so I stayed back, and this was right next to the secretary's office in the orchard complex, the Lester Orchard Complex in Santa Clara. So over a period of years, the owner of that orchard died of cancer. His daughter, who was only about 35 to 40 years old, married, moved away to Idaho, and then we heard she had died of cancer. And the foreman of the orchard died of cancer. And do you see where I'm going with this? There was my father had cancer of the colon. My mother had skin cancer.
But that
and,
was many years after he retired, right?
Well,
wasn't that after?
The exposure would have been from, say, 1958 to 1962. It was something like that. I think it was like about 4 years that they did that. But the death happened starting maybe 10 or 15 years later. It wasn't anything instantaneous. So there are a bunch of about 9 or 10 cancer-related deaths to that little area of the orchard and the people that worked there. So that's all that I had to contribute.
Okay.
I just think that that's a terrible thing. And maybe we can It's still going on.
Yeah.
Well, I know they're still using it in other countries, aren't they?
This poor lady in one of the gardening groups I read on Facebook today, she's like, oh, I sprayed my tree for the bugs, but all the birds are gone now, and, oh, it's just terrible.
Oh,
and it's like, at the very least, the food source is gone, so of course the birds are going to go, and hopefully the birds weren't harmed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you never know.
Well, it was a terrible thing. And by the way, as I look down on this list of Monsanto's Dirty Dozen, number 9 is Roundup, and we know all the terrible things that Roundup has been involved in, including the deaths of butterflies and birds and all kinds of other life.
Yeah,
and then number
and now
10
it's
is
being
aspartame.
Tied to a lot of human diseases. It's being tied to a lot of human diseases. And one of the articles I have on my site, linked over to that. Yeah.
And number 10 is aspartame, and I'm no lover of aspartame. Anything that has aspartame in it, it just tastes crappy to me. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I know it. I know it has bad effects, too. So why don't I let you go on with your guest, but I'm just glad I could get in and give you an interesting topic of conversation.
Thank you, and talk to you soon.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye. Hi, Greg, are you there?
I'm here.
It helped me out while I was struggling. You know, this panel, it's still relatively new to me. And so I was looking for how do I dial a guest. And at first I hit the wrong button and it was going to email you. I'm like, no, I don't want to email. I want to call. And, you know, so I'm getting the hang of it slowly but surely. And I know, the arrogant scientists out there have done incredible damage to your family, too. You have a story. Maybe I should just let you tell your story.
It's a story that plays out millions and millions of times every year. It's the biggest conspiracy that I've ever ran across in my life, and believe me, I've been involved in a few of them. Unfortunately, as I get older, I find that what I used to believe is not true, that the world is a really great place, that the government cares for you, that they spend the tax dollars they collect on your greater good. It's all lies, everything. I don't know, you know, I'm sure you've heard the word eugenics. And back when I found out about eugenics in 1983, nobody had heard of it. Matter of fact, we were about 10 years away from computers. So it's been enlightening that people are finding out the truth, but people are so brainwashed, they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And if they hear something they can't really grasp, they just simply reject it and walk away. And
It is really hard. It is really hard to grasp the depths of human evil out there. When you're first confronted with it, you almost don't want to believe it. It's just so bad. And, you know, I don't see any reason that everything out there should be, genetically modified, and that we should be injecting chemicals into children or adults for that matter. And you finally reach the conclusion they really are out to kill us. This, you know, Monsanto's Dirty Dozen that Ed was telling us about. I mean, a lot of these things are known to be horribly poisonous to human beings, and yet they genetically modify the food so that they can spray this stuff on the food and make us eat it. And,
Let me say this. We don't battle against flesh and blood. We have this erroneous thing that these human beings that we are battling are the cause of the problem. It's the demons of darkness. It's a much, much greater evil than we could possess ourselves as human beings. And this has been going on for a long time. And that's why we need to gird our minds with truth, with 100% truth of what's going on, or we'll never grasp it. Anyway, back to my story. I'll just talk a little bit. I'm the father of a severely vaccine-injured son named Weston. He's 18 years old, and he's like a 3 or 4 year old. My daughter Emily, she's 16, and she's like an 8 year old. Both of them are severely vaccine damaged, and I lied to myself for the first 10 years of their injury. I convinced myself that they'd gotten autism because of genetic and environmental factors, because I didn't want to accept the conclusion that I was party for my children's disability because I was stupid. But one thing I will say is
you weren't stupid, you were lied to. You were lied to. I've reached a conclusion about evil. I mean, one of the big goals of evil, yes, is to harm people and wreak as much havoc on the world as possible. But the second most important goal to evil is to get you to commit evil too. And if so first they'll try it by trickery. The biggest goal is to get you to willingly commit evil against people that you love. And so you get, I don't want to offend anybody in the audience, but tricking you into culturally accepting abortion and aborting your own children, that's a willful accomplice to, just fool. And
that was the first evil that I ran into in my life in 1973. That's when I became a human rights advocate. It was, very limited because so many people had taken the pro-life or the pro-abortion stance, which was eugenics, purely eugenics. Abortion
reduced
is negative
population.
Eugenics. Sterilization is negative eugenics. Vaccines are negative eugenics. Population control is a form of eugenics, and they accomplished that by negative eugenics. But I will say this. If you vaccinate your kids now, today, in 2016, and you don't do research on it, you deserve to get what you got. You just destroyed the life of your children into your own ignorance.
Yeah. Your children don't deserve it, though. And so we're out there.
Absolutely not. No, children never deserve it. Children never deserve it. Let me rephrase that. I misspoke. Yeah, no, your children never deserve it. But, you know, it's just insane that you read the labels on this stuff. Well, or you don't read the labels on this stuff. A lot of people aren't aware, and they aren't. I found this 8 days ago on the CDC's own website. I call it the CDC cookbook. They call it the CDC yellow book. And if you look and see what's in these vaccines, human DNA, dog DNA.
You know where they get it, right? Yeah.
Insect. Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a big, I don't know if you've seen cellprolabs.com. They sell the stuff. You can go on and buy it and make your own vaccines if you want. But guinea pig DNA, aborted baby DNA, baby lung tissue, monkey kidney. We wonder why we have so much cancer. You think everybody knows somebody with autism, but they know 10 times the amount of people that have died of cancer or have cancer. Here's the reason why we have all this, is that they want you to go to the doctor to try to get well. They don't want to see you healed. They want to maintain your illness. There's huge money in sickness and death. And that's what
these are.
These are demons of death.
And it's keeping you sick as long as possible, making sure you don't reproduce, because their goal is to depopulate the world. So if you're too sick to reproduce, but you keep, funding them because you're sick, well, that's all money in their pocket. But it's not just money. It's there's actual power trip in causing human suffering. And I've become really cynical. I saw what my father went through. I mean, his kidneys were damaged by an antibiotic, I guess it was in the 80s. And he was ended up on dialysis for over 2 decades. And at the end, he had peripheral vascular disease and these horrible wounds, from things that wouldn't heal. And I saw a lot, and, it kept my mother hopping, trying to tend all his illnesses. And then she started getting sick, and so I started stepping in, and I don't know. Anyway, so that's when I started reading and reading and reading. It's like every one of the diseases my dad had, and there were 8 things. They only put 4 on his death certificate because they couldn't fit 8. But he had 8 fatal diseases when he died. And every single one of them was related to vitamin D deficiency. Nobody ever uttered that while he was living. Nobody. I had to Google it up, because I was like, how did this, spiral out of control like this? And, I can't blame all the doctors. I think it was in their education. There is a system that runs them down a very narrow chute, like a cattle in a slaughterhouse, that they can't see anything outside. They don't know, what's ahead or what's out there that could actually help their patients. And that's the only way they keep their licenses is to keep to that narrow path. And at least it looks to me like the country's in total uproar over it. People are just, refusing vaccines right and left. There's Facebook things. I guess there's a new video out of a nurse saying the new policy, the new adult vaccine schedule, which you can Google up, anybody can Google up for adults. I mean, they want you all up on all your vaccines every year from birth to death. They're going to vaccinate you to death and, all the way through adulthood. And now if you have to go to the ER or the emergency room for anything, they're going to ask you there, are you up to date on your vaccines? And if you even hint that you're not, they're going to say, well, it's our policy that you receive the flu vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine, and here's this paperwork to sign. And you can say no, but you have to find the words in the paperwork, the biogenics or biologics. That's code for vaccines. And you have to find those words and write refused on them and initial your refusal and make sure that they see that you've refused biologics and biogenics. They don't even use that word vaccine because a lot of people just don't know. And they play on you not knowing and not having a medical dictionary in your hip pocket. And pregnant, so I'm running off on a rant. It's, you know, just beyond belief. And so I, at least here in Arizona, there's naturopaths. There's actually a college for naturopaths, and they get their degrees. And hopefully people will turn to them more and more, because food is the way to heal. Your body wants to heal if you give it the tools. If you don't give it the tools, well, then it'll just keep degenerating, and, you know, your calcium will leach out of your bones, and you'll get osteoporosis and all this stuff if you don't have the right nutrients to keep the calcium in your bones. And so that's all, you know, once you set up your diet plan of what's all nutritious and all that, then, you know, you have a better chance of living longer. And I think one of the articles I marked for today is that the highest, the third highest cause of death in the U.S. is doctors. You know, there's heart disease, there's cancer, there's doctors. So, anyway, yeah, I've seen your children on your YouTube channel, and they are beautiful, beautiful children. And it makes me want to cry, because my youngest is 19, you know, and, you know, he just finished high school. And, you know, yes, we had some, you know, the normal, the usual vaccine reactions, you know, fever and crying and stuff like that when they were little. But then my middle child has had horrible, horrible eczema his whole life. And it was before I woke up to what it was. It's like, why did this start at exactly 6 months old? Why was his skin so perfect before 6 months? And why was it horrible? Oh, he's an adult now, forever and ever. And I mean, we had, you know, various ER visits over the years, you know, kids injure themselves and stuff. And the one time they were sniffing us out, they separated his father and I, and we told the same story, so they believed us. But, you know, the kid looked like a burn victim because he was covered with this eczema. And he was only, I don't know, maybe two at the time. And, you know, he's still got it. He's not covered head to toe anymore, but he still has spots. And he has scars from the steroid creams. That, you know, they'll if you use too much of it or too thick or whatever, it'll kill the pigment in your skin. And, you know, he was wide enough, he didn't know he was scarred until he became a lifeguard. And then his whole leg came nicely, except for this one patch on his ankle. And he thought he had Michael Jackson disease, and he had me taken to the doctor to get evaluated. And the doctor recognized what it was, that it was steroid cream damage. But, you know, nowadays, you know, this is all even before I was awake to how really, really bad this chemical assault on human beings is. And, you know, had I known better, I don't know if I could have found organic coconut oil or whatever helps eczema organically. I don't know if I could have found it in those days, because, I mean, he's in his mid-20s now. So, yeah, I do feel lucky that all of my kids had were skin ailments. But, you know, he's been a picky eater all his life, so maybe all his food allergies might have come from this. All we can do is start at the point we're at and move forward and try to help the world wake up, because certainly I don't have any grandchildren yet, and I'm really, really scared if I ever do have grandchildren, the world that they were would come into, you know? So.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's most of the people in this world have some sort of vaccine damage. I'm 61 I'm 61 years old. I grew up in the 60s. The world is not the same. It's called ideological subversion. People are so dumbed down, and one of the main things is through electronics, this constant bombardment of all these electronic stimulation has robbed us of the ability to have simple joys in our life. We always have to be doing something. We always have to be looking for something. We can't relax, and we cannot communicate as normal human beings. There's no cohesiveness in society any longer.
There is an alternative view to that. Yes, we have all these radio waves, you know, flowing all our Wi-Fi signals and everything, bombarding us. And the electronics, we keep looking, you know, it's like we're trying to solve the world's problems. But when I realized, you know, I grew up in the 60s too. I'm only a couple of years younger than you. when I realized the implications of the internet and the web and how people can communicate instantly worldwide, I mean, I suddenly very so thankful to God that this is like the big, you know, reunion. We can talk to everybody. I have friends in Germany I can talk to, you know, if we can just get on the same time zone. But you and I are sharing all this information, you know, with our listeners over the internet, and we're helping waking people up. I look back over history, and evil has always been as evil as it's ever been. I don't think it's worse now. It's just bigger, and we can see it, and because of the internet. It, you know, back in the 60s, they were knowingly injecting people with cancer viruses in the polio vaccines. I don't know if you have heard or seen Dr. Tent's talk on YouTube.
I'm very, very aware. I'd love to find somebody that's more versed on vaccines and all this stuff than myself. It's you said that, you know, you've seen my kids on YouTube, and you know, it brings you to tears, but it also gives you a good idea what the parents go through. You know, I cry tears every single day, and I will until my last breath, because this is beyond belief. This is like a living nightmare, where we have anti-vaxxers and pro-vaxxers, and the people that are pro-vaccine are so misinformed, and they're misinformed by the media. The media, as you know, is in charge. You know, six major corporations feed us electronically by television, by internet, by virtually everything, every stimulus that comes in our brain. Here's something I bet you don't know, that the government has a patent on screen flicker for mind programming. It has a patent on screen flicker, subliminal messaging through screen flicker, and it also affects your mind. And so they've been planning this, you know, for a long, long time. We're really in the final stages of something. Just in the last 36 months, pocket phones, which are really, pocket computers, they're stronger than the supposed moon landing computer that put a man on the moon, which I'm not even sure if that really happened. Everything that you see, everything that you hear is computer generated. They can make movies out of computer generated images. So all these wars and everything else, you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. So I just turned it off, because I know I can go to alternative news and do a much better job discerning fact from fiction, rather than listening to the six major corporations that control everything from pharmaceuticals, vaccines, to our banking system, to our politicians. I mean, it's a control grid. We think we live in the land of freedom, and gosh darn it, you know, we're a lot better off than those poor people in Syria living in those concrete homes that we have destroyed, that our country is destroyed. It makes me sick. I gotta say this. I love America and what it used to be for, but I feel sorry for all the veterans that have been sold down the river to death when they that they were serving our country, when in reality the military-industrial complex is a money-making machine, just like the pharmaceutical companies. It's interesting. Yeah. You know, our government was here to serve the people. They were public servants, and now we are their servants, and there's no one in Washington, D.C. that cares.
Things are coming out. The thing about the internet, the evil was there, but we didn't know about it. We still believed in the idealism of America and the government serving the people and all that. We still believed in that, even though they were hiding from us what they were really doing. But things are coming out, and it does make changes. If you notice how fast Jeb Bush dropped out of the race, it was like within a few days after Trump dropped a hint that his brother had actually lied about Iraq. And I always thought, well, he was deceived because Saddam was pretending to have weapons and all that. But when Trump dropped a hint that, you know, maybe he did lie and maybe there's more here and all of that, Jeb dropped out so fast your head would spin. And likewise with Cruz. He dropped out. Yes, he was beaten badly in the primaries. Cruz was beaten badly, but he dropped out really quickly. When the story was, yeah,
they're all the same. The Bushes go back. They're very involved in eugenics.
I would like to see them eventually prosecuted, along with Hillary, along with Barack. I would like to see them all prosecuted, and I think Obama is going to take off for Cuba if he. If we can get through the election and actually have an inauguration, I think he's going to take off for Cuba because he grew up on an island. He loves the two islands, Jakarta and Hawaii. That's what he loves. It's full of communists that he loves, and they don't have an extradition treaty with the U.S. And so I've written to the Trump campaign and said, look, I think this is what he's going to do, so be on the lookout. Or don't let him get away. So anyway, it's where was I going with that? Oh, and Cruz dropped out so fast after the story started coming out about his father having known Lee Harvey Oswald. All of a sudden, it was like, why did he go to Canada right in that time frame? You know, it's things. There's a story that we don't know, and he dropped out really quickly too. Of course, he had been beaten in the primary, so it was an opportune time for him to drop out. But I read between the lines. I think Trump is actually on our side. You know, and he's Ben Carson was he was actually on the board he was chairman of the board of Vaccinogen that was developing a cancer vaccine. But I guess they were going to inject you with your own cancer and somehow make you immune to it. I don't really, I just can't think of people intentionally injecting cancer into themselves. But that's the board he was on. And it took him a bunch of months. He dropped out around the time he announced he quit that board. But it took them many months, like 6 months, to get his face off their website. And I was writing to the Carson campaign saying, look at this, you know. He can't be making statements about forcing vaccines. People have reasons they don't want to vaccinate, you know, human DNA. And is he Mr. Christian or isn't he? You know, it's just, you know, why would people want to inject their children with other people's aborted children? That's offensive to Christians, you know, and a lot of people aren't Christian. It's just plain offensive. And so I, you know, went off at him, and it took him a bunch of months, but he finally did get them to get him off their website. And so then in that second debate, when, you know, they were trying to corner Trump and make him look, you know, ridiculous or not totally trusting vaccines and all this stuff. And then, you know, he gave his thing about, well, you know, over time and not as much smaller vaccines over time, you know, because I've seen it happen, you know, and, you know, within a week a kid is, you know, totally gone from normal to autistic and all this. And so they were going to try to bash him with Carson, and Carson ended up agreeing with him. And so that's the last we've heard of that in this campaign. You know, Carson, as the Mr. Vaccine expert, actually agreed with skepticism. So I do think things are breaking loose, you know, that these things will come out in time, and I sure wish God's time was faster than it is to bring it all out, you know. But I pray for Trump's safety because I think he's taking his life in his hands, confronting all these evils at once, you know, the money system and the vaccine things and Hillary's crimes and on. So, I don't know, I'm running off. maybe you don't want to get into the politics there. Maybe you have a much lesser opinion of Trump. But I do try to read between the lines to see what it is that they know that maybe I don't know. And so that's just how it goes. And, oh, there's Alex Jones today. He has a story out that we are still shipping arms from Arizona to into Mexico. Fast and Furious is still running, and right from Mexico over to ISIS. So our government is really messed up. So anyway, I wish people would wake up faster than they're waking up. And
They're pacified with government benefits. You know the percentage of people that pay by EBT that buy their food at Walmart? Just guess.
I bet it's over 50%.
It's 80%, and I'm not kidding you. And the reason I know that is, of course, every city in America now has a minimum, if they're under 100,000 people, two or three super Walmarts. And I would ask my local Walmart, what percentage of people pay by EBT? And they'd always give me the same number, 80%, 4 out of 5. And that's why things are, you know, the government has everybody with a little noose around their neck. And if you've noticed the price of food, we're going to have food wars. We're on the verge of a major, major revolution, and it's going to happen either this year or next year because our system is imploding all around us. But all you hear on the mainstream media is the Kardashians or the homosexual gender benders, and it's the real news never makes it. We're not important.
No.
What's important is our brainwashing continuing through the air, through the water we drink. Here's something, I'm sure you know this. Fluoride, right? Do you know what the main ingredient in Prozac is?
part of a chemical that's in Prozac, yeah.
it's fluoride. Fluoride is Prozac. Prozac is fluoride. So they're putting Prozac in our water throughout the United States to make it so stupid that we can't even see when we look at the ingredients in vaccines that, gosh, you think these might be dangerous? You know, this has canine DNA and monkey DNA and guinea pig DNA. Do you think that that might not be a good thing? Oh, yeah, we need to get our dang vaccines because we'll get sick without them. You know, I had measles, I had mumps, I had chicken pox. And they were childhood illnesses, not diseases that are going to end society. They put the fear. They want you to fear everything. Because if they can keep you in fear, then you're in bondage. When I was a kid, I wasn't afraid about anything. Now it's all we need. You know, let me say this. You know who the biggest terrorist is in the world? I'm not going to say, but you know, 9/11. Was it an inside job? I think we know. I'm not going to say anything.
I'm really anxious for those 28 pages to come out.
It's not going to sway my opinion at all. It's been doctored up and redacted and everything. But I want to say something. I watched the World Trade Center being built, and it had a concrete core enforced by steel girders. Here's something a lot of people don't know. The building was full of asbestos. Here's another thing people don't know, is that the building had never made any money. It was too big. There's no way it could ever sustain itself. So it was very convenient to have a closed-door session to get someone, Larry Silverstein, to buy the World Trade Center, give a 99-year lease on it, within a short period of time, insure it like for $90 billion, and 3 weeks later, it goes down in a pile of rubble. A building over 100 stories tall falls straight down into its footprint, and there's only about 50 feet of rubble. Where'd all the rubble go? Well, it wasn't the planes that brought it down. It was explosions that brought it down. It was vaporized. And then what it did is it poisoned 500,000 New Yorkers with asbestos poisoning. For months, people breathed that in.
Is that what the lung issues are?
Pardon?
Is that
Pardon me?
Is that what those lung issues are?
Oh, absolutely. You can't, if you have a home that has asbestos and you're remediating it, you have to tent it. So here we have a skyscraper fall straight down, not just one, but two. Well, actually, there was a third building fell down. It didn't even get hit. But see, that's my point. I'm going to deviate a little bit. People can't figure this out because they're too dumbed down. Society has changed so profoundly that people follow the herd because they can't think constructively any longer. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
It took me a long time to come around to this because I didn't know anything about construction or how buildings are made. I mean, I learned since then that you put up the elevator shaft before you put anything else up in a building. I've seen some construction around going on, it's on lakes and stuff. The elevator shaft goes up first and then they build around it, the middle that you saw. But as far as how buildings fall and things like that, I didn't know anything about that stuff, but you know who does. And
aluminum planes and jet fuel do not take the World Trade Center type building down. And that shows you we can't even think. Living in fear, oh my God, we have to get the terrorists. Where are they? Oh, they're over in Iraq. And you know those poor people in Iraq? They were put in fear. They didn't want anything to happen. They didn't want to be bombed. And you know what? The time that I came to the conclusion that my country wanted to make me vomit was the night that they bombed Iraq, and they called it shock and awe. Oh, we've killed thousands of men and women and children, and it's called shock and awe. Oh, that's so cool. Look at that. Our taxpayer money spent to
further
tyranny.
Was that Rumsfeld's term? I forget whose term that was. Was it Rumsfeld?
No, I believe it was. They're all the same. Bush, Rumsfeld, They're all the same. It's like Judge Napolitano. He got in trouble at Fox News when he called it the way it is. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter what the color of your hair is. The color of your skin, they're all the same. They're crooks. They're all out of the same mold.
What happened to Napolitano?
They let him go for a while. Telling the truth will get you in trouble. Just like this. You're on the list. Let me tell you, I got the new iPhone, not the new iPhone, but the new Samsung Galaxy 7. It's a tracking device. It records everything I do, everywhere I go, every text I send, every instant message I send. And Facebook, well, it was pretty much designed by you-know-who. And it's made. Can you imagine if Hitler had the internet? Just think of that. Just think.
Well, he
one
does.
Second.
He does. We're every generation.
He's been reincarnated, and we're going very quickly to 666 Mark of the Beast, very, very quickly. And here's something I want to just take 1 minute to explain something very, very interesting. I don't tell this story a lot. There's a book out. It's a chick tract. It's called The Beast. In 1974, the Lord brought that book into my life and told me, Greg, never lose this book because you are going to see this happen. Now, I'm an 17, 18-year-old hippie smoking pot and drinking, and the Lord comes down and gives me this book. I open it up, and it says this. Through the use of supercomputers, the beast will control every movement on the face of the earth. Now, I thought of a computer. What's a computer look like? And I thought, well, that new calculator that just came out for $30, that's a computer. How in the world is the beast going to control every movement on the face of the earth? Starting with financial and just your complete freedom. Well, the whole thing is that 43 years later, it dawned on me. The beast is here, and it's in your pocket, and everyone has one, And they not only pay to get vaccines, but they pay for the convenience of having the beast in their pocket. Now, here's something else, and then I'll finish.
Who's the author of that book, so I can find it?
Well, Jack Chick, C-H-I-C-K. It's called The Chick Track. Well, I want to point something out.
I'm so sorry. he's Mr. Anti-Catholic.
No. I'm not talking. I could care less if he's anti-Jew, anti-Catholic, anti-Greg Wyatt. I don't care.
I'm talking about the beast. Yeah, the beast is terrible. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the beast. I'm not talking about Catholicism or Jewishism or being gay or not being gay or racism.
I know. I'm
going
to have to look carefully at it, though, because of the source, but I will read it carefully.
Well,
and it looks like the video's on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just cut it off there then.
But I agree. They're trying to go to a cashless society and have it all loaded into your phone, and God help you if you lose your phone. Oh, so then they want to put a chip in you. And, you know, and that's the mark, you know, and they want to transmit through the chip into your brain. And that's all on the Drudge Report. You know, every couple of weeks.
Let me finish my story. I came this far.
I'll shut up.
You threw me a curve that I wasn't ready for. But here's the thing. What is the mark of the beast? I'm not asking. I'm asking myself, and I'm going to ask the question. I always thought it was a chip in your hand. Could it be? Absolutely. That's what I believe the beast is. Remember, it's in your forehead or on your right hand? In your right hand? Remember, in your right hand? Well, if you look around at people walking around, what do they have in their right hand? They have the cell phone, the pocket computer. It's not a phone. It's a pocket computer. It's a tracking device. Now, what is one of the biggest phone sellers in the world? Apple, right? Flip the phone over, and you have an apple with a bite out of it.
Garden of Eden.
This is profound. When the Lord showed me that, I says, we're at the end. And he made me aware also that I'm being tracked, monitored, recorded, everything I do. Because I'm a human rights activist, and Satan doesn't want humans to live. He wants everybody under bondage and prison or dead, just like the pharmaceutical companies don't want people well. Pardon me?
And turning on each other. He wants them turning on each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no cohesiveness in very few people. Everybody's so fractionalized. A perfect example is this transgender, whatever they call it. You know, in my kids' high school, that if you're a boy, you can go into the girls' bathroom. Because you can just, all you need to say is, well, I identify with that gender. And that's how insane the world has become. It seems like our president is obsessed with transsexuals. And look what happened to Joan Rivers when she brought it up.
I think he married the one.
I won't go in certain areas. That's probably one that you better not touch on. That'll get you on the red list real quick, the reality list. But people, I say it like this, is that you got the red pill and you got the blue pill. And most of my life, like everyone else, I took the blue pill. The blue pill is the bliss pill. Everything's good. Oh, it's cool. Oh, think positive, you know. And then
I got that clip on the front of my Mad Scientist site, Mad Scientist Exposed. I've got that movie clip in the sidebar. I couldn't leave it alone. I had to put it in there. And I actually put it on some of my shirts, too.
When you take the red pill, the reality pill, you can't go back. It's like a bad dream. Everything that's reality that you find that you used to believe was fact has been ripped out of your mind, and God reveals to you, or it's revealed to yourself, or however you want to figure it. It's a very, very disturbing emotion, you know, especially at our age. You know, we lived in a world in a different time. But the kids nowadays, even people in their 20s and 30s, because they didn't experience what we did in our generation, They can't figure out how it used to be because they have no way to measure it.
My son,
so
Mr. Bernie Sanders. And I'm like, I wish that my kids could remember a time when it was expected, and just cultural norm that the government serves the people and not the other way. My kids don't remember
that. And, well, hey, Suzanne, you know, my wife just walked in. I told her I'd be an hour. It's been 5:30. It's almost been an hour. So I appreciate chatting with you and sharing ideas.
And God bless you, children. You know,
I support you in whatever venture you do. Keep spreading the truth.
Yeah, and the more of us that do, it doesn't matter if they get us on a list because there's too many of us to subdue. We just all keep speaking the truth.
For sure. Well, God bless you, Suzanne.
God bless you. Thank you. Have
okay,
a good
bye-bye.
Evening. Bye. So, anyway, Greg's children are on YouTube, and I'll put a link from my site. I'll check with him first to make sure that it's okay. But I mean, he wants to expose what vaccines do to some children, and he's lost two. I mean, they're still living and breathing, and they're very sweet and smiling and loving children. But the one you can hardly understand as he speaks. And his daughter, you can understand, but it's very childlike. And, the vaccines didn't kill their hearts. Those are loving children. And so that's what I think God looks for, is loving hearts. And so in that sense, they weren't damaged. I think back to some people in my family tree that we have family stories that we have every reason to believe that they were Hillary-type people and had some dead bodies in their wake, and they were never caught for. And the one cheated her son out of quite a bit of money, and it was over an inheritance. And he came to her and says, well, you told me you were going to do such and such. And she said, son, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's only money. And she did this to her own son. Now, that's a person that's really lost, far more lost than vaccine injured, still have their hearts and souls intact. So, she went on and she had to answer for that when her time came. And all we can do is pray for all humanity. So, anyway, I do want to remind people that we have the March Against Monsanto on Saturday in Tempe. And I suppose Google can help you find the March Against Monsanto in your town. I don't know what date or location it would be. But on Saturday, May 21st, here in Arizona, Tempe is in the Phoenix metro area, and at the Tempe Farmers Market. And there's a map. I've copied and pasted information from a Facebook page. So there's a map to it. It's 805 South Farmer Avenue, Tempe, Arizona, 85281. And I'm not familiar with that particular location, so I'm going to have to get there early and find parking and meet up with people that I'll be meeting up with I'll be meeting up with people from Freedomizer Radio, which is this network. And we have some wonderful shows all geared to defeating the New World Order and just the oppression that they want to put on us. And so there's several shows, and I hear there's some more new shows coming up. And here I'm on the front page of the site here. And so I apologize. I've been talking with Greg, and I tend to neglect the chat box, so I apologize. But it doesn't look like anybody's been trying to reach me there. The show's a nice fun show that comes on Saturday mornings on Freedomizer Radio is the Barefoot is Legal. And that reminds me, I'm past due. I should run some commercial break here. So I'll be back in a few minutes.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade the Motion Picture. Up you into the globalist domain. Annabella's and Burma's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have the right to know the new world government has been identified, and these are status quo, the world economy, to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
See the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at SheTheMotionPicture.com.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Drake drops the verse.
I like the way you grow with no pesticides. I got to box it up.
Yeah.
I like the way you grow with so locally. I got to box it up. I like the way you grow with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it.
No diggity,
no doubt.
We've got squash and peas, pollinator bags for all your bees. Melons you wanna squeeze? Yes, please. Yes, please.
Hey, now that plant looks good.
I wanna grow it.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden, peacefulbelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Hi, so we're back, and yeah, support your organic local farmer. Grow locally. That's where they get at you as easily. It's all about decentralizing the power and taking the power back as your own. And so we have the March Against Monsanto, and that's just a figurative. I mean, if Bayer buys out Monsanto, there's an article that came out in the last couple of days that Bayer might be has put in a bid to buy out Monsanto, and that just consolidates power more and more at the top, and they'll be narrowing down the number of the types of seeds that farmers will grow, at least the mega farmers. So if you can support your local farmers, that's all the better. And there are some new business models out there where some of these organic farmers can convert your yard to grow organic goods, and then you get to eat some of the produce, and they get to sell some of the produce at their farmers markets. And I should see if I can find some of those again. I know that there's at least one in Gilbert. There's a YouTube channel for a guy in Alberta, Canada, that does that kind of thing. And it's a growing movement, and I've seen some for actually people in Brooklyn, a lady in Brooklyn that does that. She makes arrangements with people in her neighborhood, and she grows organic gardens in their neighborhoods, and that's what she spends her time doing. They get to eat some of the produce, but then she sells it also at the local farmers markets, the organic markets. And I think that's the way of the future. I think eventually we'll see house building with little, glass rooms. I guess they used to call them Arizona rooms, but these will have, maybe greenhouses attached to them, and people can grow their own food and instead of a swimming pool, and there's other articles I've seen, people are instead of golf courses in gated communities or whatever, in these, retirement communities or whatever, instead of, the golf courses and all that for miles and miles, there'll be community gardens or a local organic garden, gardener or farmer, and, you would pay to belong to that and have access to the produce there. So it's all about going local and going organic and non-GMO and all of that. So other things in the news is it's not just plants that they're trying to GMO. I suppose some of you might have heard, yes, they're trying to GMO animals. They have goats in Russia that they've been put human DNA into to get them to put out an equivalent of human breast milk. I mean, goats are pretty close anyway, and I've known people who they couldn't breastfeed and their child couldn't take the formula, and so they would buddy up with a goat farmer and keep their child living. And so now I guess that's something to be suspicious. The authorities kind of question that, but if, as long as it's legal and it's good for your child, I mean, people want to feed their children and not make them sick. But so they're not just animals that they're GMOing. A couple of days ago on the Drudge Report, there was a link to an article in the New York Times. Scientists talk privately about creating a synthetic human genome. And this is not just about curing diseases by replacing some of your genes, which I guess they piggyback in on viruses. I don't really know how they edit all the genes in all the cells of your body. I think they use viruses to do that, but no, this is an article on building entire human beings from synthetic genetics. And, yes, we can read the human genome now, and so now we're going to get into writing the human genome. And, DNA, to me, is just like computer code. It just lays there, but there needs to be an animating force. And so, I'm not in their labs. I don't see how they do it, but I think what they do is they take living egg cells, possibly even fertilized egg cells, and extract the living, the DNA out of it, and can inject this artificial stuff, and just piggybacking on the thing that's already living. I think, life is a force that science doesn't understand yet. I mean, they can read and write, and they're trying to read and write people like their computers. I don't know that this will succeed, because I would think that extracting the DNA out of a cell would kill it, but they seem to not think so. So I have a link from that also on my site to that article about that. Scientists talk privately about creating synthetic human genome. And, it's all about just I call it arrogant scientists. They think they can do better than God. They think they can do better than nature. Nature, I view as perfect. If you were to stand on Mars and look back at the Earth, and the beauty and the green, the life, the whole biosphere, the water, the atmosphere, the magnetic poles. Mars doesn't have a magnetic field, and that's why it's it's so desolate there because it can't hold much of its atmosphere, and a lot of its water has blown away, and what water there is underground and frozen at the poles, and it's just so desolate. I look at it, and I'm like, you know what? I think planet Earth itself, at least this is my speculative, the planet Earth itself is our Garden of Eden, and we're messing it up for ourselves. Most of nature is oblivious to us, but we're really messing it up for ourselves. We seem to be the prime target of the scientists that want to rewrite human DNA, that want to inject us with diseases. And Greg has some, qualms about the mainstream media, and yes, it is totally bought and paid for and all that. And all you got to do is count the number of pharmaceutical commercials on any newscast, and you know who they're answering to. And the whole point is to control the conversation on those outlets. It's not really about selling you drugs. It's about controlling the conversation. So they're not going to talk about vaccine dangers, and they're not going to talk about the danger of eating this and eating that and synthetic foods and stuff, because they're paying to control the conversation. But what I do is, on mainstream media websites, I go out into the comment sections and I recruit people to wake up. I'll post a link to an article where they allow links, and if not, I'll spell it out or whatever. But I'll say something. I'm not mean or angry or anything, because there are pro industry trolls out there, whether it's vaccine industry or whatever. There are industry trolls out there that they just want to fight with you on these things. And, just ignore them. Just say what you got to say and get out, because, people are drawn to truth. Once they realize, that something's not quite right, the truth is like water in the desert. They want to hear it. And it's a rude awakening when you realize the depth of evil that's out there, that vaccines, they might have originally been for preventing disease, for a few plagues that were sweeping through Europe a couple hundred years ago, whatever it was. But now I've become jaded enough and my eyes are open enough that they're intended to injure people. And that's why I call them mad scientists. To me, a scientist, most of my career was in the science industries. I worked in astronomy. I worked for the Weather Service, and just analyzing data. That's all I was doing, analyzing data. But I thought that was a wonderful thing to do for mankind, because then we could understand the Earth better. We could understand nature better. We could understand space better. We could understand the sun better. And, that just advancing human knowledge, I thought, well, science is very noble. And when I woke up that some scientists are not noble, some scientists are really arrogant, some scientists actually do want to hurt people, it's like that. Those are the ones that I call mad, because they've given up a huge thing to be that arrogant. To be that arrogant, they've given up their souls, and they've given up their humanity. And I just I would well, where's humanity going? Because they seem to have the upper hand right now. They're trying to use law to force vaccines on everybody, all ages, and control your food supply. Oh, they could certainly exterminate huge amounts of people just by controlling the food supply. They think they're going to starve us all to death and have us fighting and cannibalizing and all kinds of stuff like that. And so, no, we're just growing the movement of organic growing and decentralized food growing and having our own plots and converting golf courses to local organic farms and things like that. These things are happening, and the more we push them, the more they'll happen, and the happier we'll all be. So I was looking for a point. I was getting to a point. So it's, they're GMOing everything, not just what we eat, and so you got to be careful. And Greg mentioned the fluoride in the water, and that sure is. And if you look up the chemical components of Prozac and the chemical components of fluoride, it is certainly part of Prozac. And, I don't want to be taking Prozac. So, water filters that take out fluoride are pretty expensive. And I stumbled on an article the other day, and I'll try to find it again and put it on my site, that steeping a certain type of basil called holy basil in your water actually will absorb the fluoride out of it, a large percentage of it. You know, not 100%, but it looks like about 90% of it. And so I've just got, you know, regular basil growing that I bought from the grocery store, and I'm going to put it out in my garden, you know, take it out of a little pot it came in and put it out there. And that's pretty tasty basil. But I'm going to look for seeds and grow some holy basil. And my experience with basil growing in this Arizona climate is it loves the heat. I expect my mint will die off pretty soon here, but basil loves the heat, at least here. So that's what I'm going to do, find me some holy basil seeds and start absorbing that fluoride out of my water. So I should find all these articles and put them on for you. And let me see what else I've got on the list here. Unbelievably, Al Jazeera, which I never thought would have anything pro-human, because I don't read it but I was Googling up what's going on in GMO these days, and they have a headline article, U.S. scientists urge ban on human genetic modification. There are some scientists that are on board with us. They're not all evil, arrogant. Some of them actually are part of humanity and want to see humanity thrive and grow and reach for the stars and all that. And so it's I have a link to that on my site as well. So what else have I got here? Oh, there's video on InfoWars. He's talking about the same thing, that the genetic rewriting the whole human genome. Alex Jones, he's a great guy. Sometimes I can't listen to his gravelly voice, but when he speaks, he's actually speaking the truth. And so that's all I can say about him. They're also finding that GMO foods are behind multiple chronic diseases. There's a scientific paper out that's recapped here at Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, at farmandranchfreedom.org. And they have an article, GMOs and Multiple Chronic Diseases, article excerpt from the Seattle GMO Examiner. A paper published last week in the scientific journal Entropy explains the connection between glyphosate and gastrointestinal disorders, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, depression, autism, infertility, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. Now, I believe glyphosate is Roundup. It's a pesticide or herbicide, and that's, the stated purpose of GMO, at least for wheat, is that it's resistant to the pesticides and herbicides that they're throwing on the weeds and the bugs and stuff like that. And amazingly, right before harvest, they've grown this beautiful wheat crop, but they want it to all ripen at the same time and be easier to harvest. They spray it with this stuff. So when you're eating your breads and pastas and things that are made from it, you're eating this stuff. And I know I certainly feel better since I stopped eating wheat. And, I should probably find myself an organic source of wheat flour and make my own bread. But right now I'm just not eating any. And I just feel better. Any day that I've been eating bread or pasta, I feel sick. And so it's like, so I stopped. So I'm not eating that now. And I'm being careful, okay, I'll eat some potatoes and some rice or whatever and other foods and salads. And I'm not a vegetarian, at least not yet. So I do eat some meats. But, one thing at a time, we're all at a different place in this. And I look for the good that science can do, because there's so much evil that science is doing. It's like every science is a two-edged sword. And you have people advancing humanity and you have people setting humanity back. And so we just have to be aware, keep our eyes open, and say no. Say no when they're trying to weaponize against us. Say no to the GMO foods. Say no to the disease injections. And that's what I get on these mainstream sites and say, look, the paradigm of injecting disease to prevent disease is 300 years old, and it's time to move on. Send it the way of the horse and buggy, and we have so much better ways of being healthy these days and avoiding disease by being nutritionally fed. And last week I talked about electronic medicine, and there are actually ways of non-chemically killing pathogens even within your own body. And I know there's a lot of people out there advocating colloidal silver too, which that's one that scares me. We all have our different our different fears and stuff, but it has saved lives, and the electronic medicine has saved lives, and it's all not FDA approved. It's all you're experimenting on yourself, and you're allowed to do that. You're not allowed to experiment on other, well, you're not allowed to prescribe for other people. So all you can do is research, research, research. The internet can be consuming, and we just have to set breaks for ourselves, and because we can just Google all day and learn faster than we ever learned as you know, kids in school. Anything you want to know, practically you can Google it up or whatever search engine you prefer, and you find, compare them to each other, because some articles will lie, and you just have to identify them and develop a nose for truth and stick to it. So. Anyway, what last thing is on my list here? I guess I'll recap the location for the March Against Monsanto. Look for us at the Freedomizer Radio table. There will be a few of us there. And that's on Saturday morning. It goes all day on May 21st, this coming Saturday. It starts at 8 a.m. The weather's going to be lovely, but you know, bring your hats and stuff. And at the Tempe Farmers Market, 805 South Farmer Avenue, Tempe, Arizona 85281. And it'll be right near the I guess there's a fruit and vegetable. Well, at this farmers market, there'll be fruit and vegetables everywhere. So Here, there'll be a drum circle. It'll take place in the afternoon. Bring your drums, percussion, small instruments. Ooh, maybe I'll bring my banjo, mandolin, and scare people. You know, that's kind of where I find my peace and joy in life, is I actually take up an instrument. You know, maybe there's artists out there that just want to draw and paint. There are ways to enter bliss in this life, and for me, it's playing music and maybe singing or, you know, whatever you want to do. And the drum circle, that looks like lots of fun. Just bring lots of water, and bring your no GMO signs and all of that. So I hope to see you there. And I'm going to say goodnight for this week, and I'll be back next week. And we'll have a wonderful time together. So good evening.